Feeling lost or confused on your spiritual journey? Padre Pio offers some valuable advice. Find a spiritual father and confessor. Stay tuned to hear the story. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book De Padre, Saint Pio of Pietrelcina, written by Father Marcellino Iasanzaniero. In his book, Father Marcellino discusses Padre Pio's perspective on the importance of having a confessor, a priest to whom one can regularly confess and seek spiritual guidance. Now, for those who did not know, Padre Pio himself had a confessor. His name was Father Agostino of San Marco in Lamis. They knew each other since 1907 and shared a close bond. Padre Pio frequently wrote letters to Father Agostino, seeking his guidance and consolation. But let's get back to Father Marcellino. Father Marcellino says that Padre Pio was known to advise his spiritual children, who did not live near him, to seek a confessor in the city where they lived. He wanted them to find a priest to whom they could regularly turn for guidance on their spiritual path. He wanted them to find a local spiritual director. Father Marcellino then shares an anecdote given to him by Father Pellegrino, who took close care of Padre Pio during his final years on earth. He writes, "Even though the Padre was the only person who had the right to guide his spiritual children, saved for eternity at the price of blood, he usually avoided taking on the responsibility of personally guiding newcomers. It seemed that his task was completed by shaking them and hearing their confessions." Now, considering the vast number of spiritual children Padre Pio had, and considering his busy schedule, it's understandable that one might get the impression that Padre Pio's spiritual guidance was limited to just a few minutes in the confessional every now and then. However, Father Pellegrino elaborates further. "One day, in the garden, after listening for a while to a conversation I was having with a new convert, Padre Pio intervened and said to me, 'But what are you up to? Let this poor man seek advice from his priest when he returns home. Don't confuse his ideas. The church has strong arms, and if we think we can replace those arms, we only create confusion.' Furthermore, he considered the role of a spiritual father and confessor irreplaceable. In fact, he repeated to many of his spiritual children, 'Respect the advice of your confessor, and if you don't have one, make an effort to find one.' However, this doesn't mean that Padre Pio didn't watch over his spiritual children. In fact, he once said, 'I accompany all my penitents as if I become their shadow.' To emphasize this, let's explore an anecdote shared by Father Pellegrino about Probo Vaccarini, a spiritual son of Padre Pio who followed the advice to find a local confessor. He writes, "Mr. Vaccarini found a confessor with whom he was very satisfied. But one day, when he arrived at his confessor's church, he received the bad news that the priest he had entrusted himself to had been sent elsewhere. So he made a pilgrimage to San Giovanni Rotondo and spoke to Padre Pio, expressing his sadness. Padre Pio responded reassuringly, 'I am with you.' 'But Father,' said Mr. Vaccarini, 'you are far away. What about when I return home?' And Padre Pio replied, 'I will be by your side. I will be by your side,' reassuring him that he will not be abandoned. Indeed, through life's ups and downs, Padre Pio's guidance never left Mr. Vaccarini. After his wife died when he was only 51 years old, He attended Padre Pio's Mass in San Giovanni Rotondo and felt a strong calling to become a priest. He was eventually ordained at the age of 69. The man who was once in great need for spiritual guidance became the one offering it to others. He faithfully served his community for 31 years, never missing a day of service. End of story. I'd like to take a moment to thank the members of our Protected Children of Padre Pio program for your continued financial help and support. You make these videos possible for everyone. We thank you from our heart. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly. If you're not yet a member of this special program, why not join now? Members have special spiritual as well as material benefits. Just click the link in the description below to find out more. Thank you for listening. Please do share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories or our playlist, Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.